Welcome to the Quantum News Daily Brief. Here are today's top stories in quantum technology. On June 29, Honeywell completed its multi-stage portfolio transformation into three independent companies: Honeywell Technologies, HON plus 3.71%, Honeywell Aerospace, HONA plus 8.74%, and Solstice Advanced Materials, SOLS 3.33%. Solstice Advanced Materials, which makes refrigerants and other products, spun off last October. The latest spin-off gives Honeywell investors one Honeywell Aerospace share for every two Honeywell Technologies shares held as of June 15, with cash paid for fractional shares. Next story, Babatunde Mozizieni, from Technological University Dublin, in collaboration with Maynooth University, details an exact lattice formulation revealing how complex quantum systems transition towards simpler, Gaussian behaviors. Ayeni and colleagues present a new analysis of a two-leg hardcore ladder, showing its reduced state factorizes into predictable components. The analysis offers a controlled and closed form framework detailing the evolution from highly non-Gaussian lattice states to their quadratic continuum form during coarse graining, representing a fundamental advancement beyond traditional top-down approaches to understanding low-dimensional quantum systems and the emergence of Gaussian entanglement theory. Next story, IBM Quantum Credits Program drives advanced algorithmic breakthroughs beyond classical limits. IBM Quantum has released a technical review detailing the initial research outcomes generated by its expanded IBM Quantum Credits Program. Spearheaded by IBM Fellow and Director of IBM Research Jay Gambetta, the merit-based program allocates free, direct processing time on high-performance quantum computing units, QPUs, to tenure-track faculty and corporate research scientists. Next story, Who's News, strategic appointments at Silicon Quantum Computing, Pascal, Yay, IQM Quantum Computers, IBM, and Postscriptum Silicon Quantum Computing, SQC, has appointed Karna Neeswaner as Chief Legal Officer, effective June 1, 2026. Neeswaner has over 25 years of legal experience within the semiconductor and artificial intelligence sectors, most recently serving as general counsel and corporate secretary at Cadence Design Systems. Based in Palo Alto, California, she will oversee SQC's global corporate governance, intellectual property portfolio, and regulatory compliance as the company advances its atomic precision silicon quantum roadmap. The official announcement is available here. Next story, IBM to commission one of India's first physical quantum computers in Amaravati by September 2026. IBM Chairman and Chief Executive Officer Arvind Krishna has confirmed that the greenfield city of Amaravati will host one of the first two physical IBM quantum computers deployed onshore in India. Targeted for full operational commissioning by September 2026, the hardware deployment represents a key anchor transaction for the state of Andhra Pradesh's Quantum Valley Initiative. That's your Quantum News Daily Brief. Stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.